guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thank you so much for tuning in today to Listen and Learn With Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you are having a wonderful day. So if you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you, and I am glad to have you here. I love to encourage new listeners to go back and listen to previous episodes in this podcast because I interview some of your peers, and it's fun to get a feel for how they view life or any subject from their perspective. So you get a free moment, go back and listen to those episodes. And in the other episodes, I talk about so many different fun and exciting and very informative topics that I am certain will benefit you. So feel free to go back and take a listen, and thank you again for tuning in. If you are a regular listener here, I am so glad that you have returned, and I am so grateful for you. It is always a joy to have you return. It lets me know that I am doing something right. So thank you all again for checking back in and stopping back by, okay? I hope that you're enjoying your day. All is well on my end, but I just want to jump into the topic like we do each and every week. So today we will be talking about being a good friend, all right? I love talking about topics centered around friendship because it gives you all an opportunity to learn more about being a friend and learn more about being a positive friend and even having a positive impact on those around you. And we've talked about it all here on this podcast, and there is so much more to discuss. Normally, we're talking about having conversation with peers, maintaining conversation with peers, initiating conversation with peers, how to talk with your friends during play dates or, you know, meetups or hangouts, whatever you all have. And so I love really talking about that, because it's just another way for you to boost your social skills, as we always say, and it's another way for you to be that positive driving force that another friend of yours might need you to be during a specific time. So today we're going to be talking about ways, just a few ways, that you could be a good friend. The first thing that I want to say when we talk about this topic is, think about the things that you can do for your friends, okay? If you see a friend that is in desperate need of something, help them out. Let's just say you might notice a friend of yours may need a new pair of shoes, but you know that their family dynamic may not allow them to be able to afford a new pair of shoes, and they've talked to you about it. Reach out to your mom, reach out to your dad, or, you know, a trusted adult, a teacher, and express your concern to see if you can help that friend, okay? And see if you could get an adult to help you with fundraising to get some shoes, see if you can get an adult to help you purchase a pair of shoes if you want to offer up some of your allowance money, or if your parents or anyone may want to just go out and buy them a pair of shoes. That's just one example. So see what you can do. If you see a friend that is in need of pencils at school or paper at school or anything, if you see that they are in need, see what you can do to help them out, okay? So that's one way. Also, if you see somebody that is down and out, feeling bad, not in a great space, ask them if they need help, okay? That is another one. And this one is a really good one. Ask them if they need help. And if you can help them, please, please, please be willing to help them. And if you can't help them, research, ask around, and see if there is someone who can help you help them. That's one of the most important things that I really can say. Because not all the time we're going to be in a space to where we can help someone, right? Or especially you guys at your young ages, you may not be in a space where you can help, but you always have the ability to go and ask someone else for that help, for that person, okay? So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. That's really important as well. And do things with a smile. Do things from the goodness of your heart and know that you are making someone feel good. Someone that is not in a good space, someone that may be down, depressed, sad, dealing with anxiety, any of these things, you are helping that person out. And that is a fantastic thing. So, with that being said, try your best to see if you can ask them if they need help with anything. You know, one of the other things that I like to tell people is to offer up help without being asked to do so. So what I mean by that is don't have that person ask you for help. Step up quick. If you see there's a need, step up and say, is there anything that I can do for you? Okay? Is there anything I can get for you? Is there anything I can give you? Is there anything that I can help you with? So be the first to step up and do that and be on the lookout. That's really important as well, right? Super important. So all that said, read your friends and understand them so you know when they're feeling down and out. And when you can recognize those key flags or whatever we may want to call them, when we can recognize that something is not right with someone, it allows us the opportunity to grow stronger with them, to get to know them better, and it makes for great bonding friendships because they can see that you care about them. All right. One of the last things that I want to say as we close out this very easy episode, this very easy topic, is that it is so important for us to listen, okay? So be sure that you're listening to your friends. Be sure that you understand where they're coming from. Not all the time will people use words to express themselves. Sometimes you can get a feel for how a person is feeling by their body language. And so be sure that you are attentive to a person's body language. Be sure that you're attentive to a person's tone in their voice when they are speaking to you or to someone else, okay? Be sure that you are attentive to those things. Those things are extremely important. And so with that being said, I want you to take an opportunity to be attentive to your friends and be attentive to yourself, okay? You know, there are so many other things. This list can go on and on and on. I could say you can write special notes to your friend each day or at the beginning of a week. You could share a special snack with the permission from, you know, both parents. That's something fun that you can do. You could ask to go out on a play date or ask to go to a movie. There are so many different things that you can do. Arts and crafts. Play their favorite game, even though it might not be a favorite game of yours. The list literally goes on, you guys. So I want you to take a couple of things from that list and then also just think about some other ways that you could be a good friend to the friends that you have. And also apply these things to new friends as well, okay? So with all that being said, go out and be great. Parents, you're absolutely amazing. I'm always glad to have you here and present on this podcast, listening to these episodes with your kiddos. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. My website is listenandlearnllc.com. You can connect with me via email at listenandlearnllc@gmail.com, and that is for anyone who, it's really for anyone anywhere across the globe. You can email me from wherever you are from to learn more about our program and access services. We have a business location in Kansas City, Missouri. We also have one in Kennesaw, Georgia. So feel free to connect with me by email to get your free phone consultation set up. And also be sure to connect with me to set up an appointment to come and meet with me at either one of those locations or via Zoom. Everything is by appointment only, so it's important that you connect with me by email first. So keep that in mind as you make the right amazing decision to connect with us here at Listen and Learn. I cannot wait to hear about your amazing children, and I just thank you all for all of your support. You can connect with us on Facebook at Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. You can also see so many fun and exciting photos and videos that we share each week. We also have information about our business, updates, holiday closures, just so many fun and exciting things that we do, our in-person events, holiday parties, which we are all excited about that's coming up. So any information, we'll have it there. And of course, if you want to connect with us on the podcast, you can listen wherever your favorite podcast listening outlet is. Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcast, wherever you listen, you all, we are there. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in. I truly appreciate you all. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.